President Salva Kiir's decree reconstituting Western Equatorial State's government was read on state television on February 25th. Out of 17 ministers appointed to the state cabinet, only 4 are women. Out of 10 county commissioners, only 2 are women. All 5 state advisors are men. Although 7 women are appointed commissioners in independent commissions, all 5 chairpersons of the commissions are men. Women leaders and rights activists say the number of women appointed to positions in Western Equatoria falls well below 35%. Clementina Anite, a woman leader from Tombra County, says while she is happy the parties to the peace deal are finally forming a state government, she is concerned about women's representation in government.
The concern with the women is we are talking about our representation. The 35% of women in our state, the 35% of women South Sudan, the 35% of women in different entities. Very important for our government to make sure that when they are forming the government or in different entities, even private organizations somewhere, women are educated. We need our 35% to avail. If you talk about like a public place like the market, women are doing a lot. You can find even women are like almost 70%, even nearly 100%. We are pleading for the representation of women in different entities.
And it says while everyone agrees in general that women should be equitably represented in government, the appointing authorities often do not put that belief into practice. Some people say women in South Sudan are not educated, but Anite adds many South Sudanese women are qualified to take positions at the various levels of government. Information Minister and government spokesperson Michael Makwe denies President Salva Kiir's office was part of the selection process on which candidates were appointed to each position, saying it was the responsibility of the state governors and the chairpersons in the various parties.
All that we did last time is the allocation of portfolios as to who will occupy them, the majority of Ghana. It is the task of the governors, of the chairpersons of the party, and the office of the president.
Mary Nawai, who represents Iba County at the National Legislative Assembly, says she is disappointed that women are so poorly represented in the newly Western Equatorial State government, even though the law requires that women be represented in government as part of the affirmative action.
As it is stipulated in our Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, Article 16, Sub-Article 4, which says women should participate fully in public life, at least by 25%. But that was then, and then it has been raised to 35% affirmative action of women. But in our state, out of 17, there are only 2 ministers, which is really very unfair.
Now I say South Sudanese women are development-minded, noting that despite the economic crisis, many women are still managing to put food on the table. She says women would perform as well as men or even better if appointed to government positions. Nawa is appealing to state officials to appoint a woman as Speaker of the Western Equatorial State Government, saying women will then hold more powerful positions.
I'm really urging our government, especially Western Equatorial State Government, since they have not formed the State Assembly, at least the seat of a Speaker should be a woman. Let a woman be a Speaker of Western Equatorial State, so that for us as women, we can also feel that we are capable, you know, to hold this top position, because our government, they understand our situation as women, and I'm sure they are going to do what we are urging them to do.
Western Equatorial lawyer Mungu Moses Dabi says while he welcomes the decisions to fully form a state government, he doubts some of the people appointed to top jobs qualify to hold those positions.
Very unfortunate that the revitalized peace agreement was silent on qualifications. However, in a situation where the revitalized peace agreement is silent on qualification on who becomes state minister. They should have relied on the transitional constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, Ministry of Youth and Sports Culture, being that somebody who is between 35 and 40 to lead the Ministry of Youth, that if you are to check with some of the states within the Republic of South Sudan whose formations are already complete, you will be shocked. You will be shocked to see that others are above that age bracket. Others are 50, actually representing the youth. That's very unfortunate. We have qualified youth.
Among the six reconstituted state governments, Western Equatoria State so far has the highest number of women appointed to the important positions, even though it is far less than the 35% mandated in the peace deal. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Yambio, Western Equatoria State.